Blog Talk.
Okay, Ronnie,
Radio.
I'll talk to you about it. I'll talk to you about it some more. Okay. We're gonna start the show now. Well, good afternoon, folks, and it is afternoon here in New Jersey, where we're broadcasting from today. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host for the show. Today, our show is about the family, regarding family values and regarding just all the kinds of things that we as parents and as children encounter in the family experience. And I see I have my friend Ron Clayton, who is the president of the board of directors on the Hope Collection. He's a very, very good friend of mine and a true servant leader. Ronnie has been serving people all his life, and he and his wife Linda are very important parts of our team here on the Hope Collection. And so I welcome you, Ronnie, to the show today. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, thank you very much, Robert, and thank you for that introduction. We've just been privileged to end up being at the right place at the right time with the right people. And it's like our faith. It wasn't anything we did, because God reached out and said, hey, I want you. And we just said, okay. So as a result, what's happened is our hearts were touched, and we've learned to be, good servants, and we're working to be better all the time. And the Hope Collection, the Golden Rule Society have enabled Lynn and I and our friendships with you and your family and the other people around the Hope Collection. Environment. Joel used to call it a greenhouse. We've got an environment that we can grow in and we can learn in without any judgment, ever. I know Joel is gripping for over 40 years as you. And the one thing they did is they have poured their hearts out by an example for our entire lives on serving others and help putting other people first. And in doing that, we've been blessed beyond our wildest imagination. And, God has a way of bringing special favor in our lives. You've just had that recently. And I'm here, and many people that are part of the Hope Collection have come to learn that you've now been blessed with a new wife and a new season of living at a high level. You've got joy that for many years are now being not just restored, but new joy. And you're sharing with your family and all kinds of people. And we're so proud of you, Robert. And you have led the Hope Collection, the family values section of the Hope Collection, for years. Loyal, honest, regular, reliable, clear, a message you've sent to everybody your entire life. And now you're doing it and have been doing it with the organization. As a result, you not only have resulted in helping other people, the circle of friends, the circle of people that participate with the Hope Collection are blessed beyond anything we could ever think of. And I want to thank you.
Well, thank you, Ronnie. Thank you very much for that introduction. I'm with you. God is in control. And everything we do is based on... It's based on what he wants us to do, not what we want to do. We have to submit to him and to follow him, his lead. And that's the way it is. And if you're a believer in God, then that's what you do. And I am a believer. And I know you're a believer. And I know Mary, our friend who comes on here all the time, is a believer also. And hi, Mary. How you doing today? She joined us.
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. God is good. I saw one of my doctors yesterday. I saw one of my doctors yesterday, and she said, Bob, you're doing great. And I told her, I said, you know, thank God because of you and because of my wife. I said, I am a new man. I'm I'm back to good health, and I'm doing well. So God bless God, you know. Thank him for everything. So what's on your mind today, Mary? Ronnie Clayton is on with us too, by the way.
Hey, Ron, how are you today?
Hi, Mary. I'm telling you, I just got back from I was at the doctor's when this morning, and we spoke and everything, and I had a clean bill of health. I got some procedures they're doing on my I've got some bad knees with no cartilage. One, I got a knee replacement, so that's a better, but the other one, not so hot. We get injections to keep that going. And this doctor's been really, really good for me and surgeon. So we got that, and I got everything I needed. He approved my getting back and extend some pool therapies, which really helps me gain strength and, you know, overcome the stuff that we've had to do over the last couple of years. But it's given me the ability to keep going on. And I've had people say, how do you do it? I said, well, I don't. If I didn't have my faith that drives me and carries me out, there are days I really wouldn't want, there's days I don't want to climb out of bed. But you know what? Because of people like you and the friends that we've made and the influence that we are seeing happening in the world that you are doing makes us, it draws us together. And I am so excited, Mary, because you stepped out, and I know Bob knows, maybe Bob knows what you've established. And we're doing it, working the game plan and the actual program together for what we call the Kindness Clubs. You know, we work with the Golden Rule Society with Captain Len Cain. He, of course, established the Kindness Campaign for adults. And what happened is Mary and her young daughter, what a pretty name, Ariana, I've only briefly spoken with her a couple times, but I can tell you something. She's got a heart of gold. She's a child. She's an active child. She's got a son and a daughter, and Mary's got her hands full. But I'll tell you what, she and her husband are great parents, and she is just a wonderful little girl. And now we're going to go viral. We're going to get into schools all over this country, Robert, with a kindness club,
yep.
Kindness camp club.
Amen.
And that club is going to allow people, and, you know, we want all the government spending all kinds of money to teach kids not to bully or how to behave or all that stuff. And it's spending millions. We're going to take a campaign,
yep,
called the Kindness Campaign that doesn't cost a dime. And all we're going to do,
yep,
is we're going to present it to teachers, and teachers will make the presentation. And we'll have Len Cain do a live or a video of explaining what the kindness campaign is. But what we're going to do is teach kids how to be kind to each other and recognize them for doing that. That's going to do more than any single government program that exists or will exist. And it won't cost a dime. We're going to teach
people. Oh, that's
people
great. That's awesome.
And they're going to take,
yep,
home. They'll get a little, Len calls the lucky buck, and it has an outline for living, on living positive, being kind. And even if you're a business owner, the other side of the little buck has got a plan for running your business with principle. And when the kids take that home to their parents, we're starting the schools, they'll take it home to their parents, we're going to get in every household. When I say the word viral, this is going to be viral. We will. I see Mary and Ariana on Fox News being interviewed for how she wanted to do something special and created the Kindness Club. Mary, we are just overwhelmed, and we're so excited. And each day things are happening to move it forward. And so we'll have it as a formal announcement and an actual package for every board member. In fact, the next board meeting, Mary if she's able to be there, we're inviting her to be come to the board meeting the last Monday.
Sure,
of the
send
month.
Me the invite.
You got it. But there'll be a formal one.
Great, great, great.
It'll be.
That's awesome. You know, we, Mary, this show, you know, as you know, is dedicated to the family and family values. And I just want to mention in my particular family, you know, I have a large family, 11 children now and growing, and 30-plus grandchildren. So all my life I've been coaching my family and coaching, helping other people to have a better life and so forth. And I just I am so thankful to the Lord for the skills and the motivation that He's given me to do that. And one of the family values that I thought I would mention first off today is the spiritual life of the individual. And I've always tried to, in fact, when I was married, my wife and I made a contract that our children would be taught through the system, the Christian system, about the values, the important values of the life of dealing with other people. So that's what we did. We made sure they got the education they needed. We made sure they got the coaching they needed, and I'm very proud of them all. They all are leading what I call the servant leadership life, and I'm very, very proud of them. And I know that Ron, you're the same way with people you deal with, and Mary, I know you're the same way with people you deal with. So that's why I mentioned that, is because I think it's very important, and it's the foundation of all the family values that we teach people. So go ahead, Mary. I wanted you to talk a little bit, if you would, on what you're involved with right now. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I just finished my integrative behavioral therapy certifications. I have to recertify every couple of years. And now that you bring that up, now your grandkids, they're happy, right? And your kids are happy?
Yeah.
Well, what I do is I do alternative therapies. I don't do, you know, I study alternative means of stuff. And what's really cool is that they are actually recognizing individuals who believe in faith.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. And
how are you, Mary?
Spiritual...
How are you?
Good. How about you,
Great.
Derek?
Thank you for coming on, Derek.
Yeah, I gave up my hope card today, Mary.
That's good.
Derek makes sure that each day he gives out at least one hope card to somebody, and to help them to move forward in their life. So that's awesome.
I gave one to general manager at Logan's with the bank.
Great, Derek. So go ahead, Mary. Continue on with what you were talking about.
So the medical community is now recognizing that individuals and families that have a belief system in something of a higher power or something in themselves actually are happier. And they either don't deal with depression or anxiety as much, or they get rid of it faster and naturally without medication. Just having that faith system fixes a lot of issues that you have in your life. And now our medical community is starting to recognize that.
Amen to that. Yes, that's true. And I believe it. You know, you have a family, and I know that you are helping them to grow and to move forward in their life. And I'm sure that you you teach them all the important values. You know, I talked about the spiritual value, but I think another value that's very important is what I call healthful living, because God tells us to take care of the temple that He's given us. That's our body and our brain and all of that comes with that. And so we need to nourish that over the years and take care of that and keep our body healthy, because His Holy Spirit resides in our body. And so I think it's important that we keep that as healthy as possible. So I've always promoted that to my children as well, like eating well and living well and making sure they didn't consume things that were not good for their body. And my wife was always that way also. We were always teaching, and helping them to understand the importance of healthful living. Does that make sense to you, Mary?
It does. And actually, now that you bring that up, coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm going to switch over a little bit of the topics on my show on Wednesdays, and we're going to talk about families, especially kids with special needs or picky eaters, how you can change and modify what they eat a little bit to make it healthier. You know,
That's
go through that in my
right.
house. My daughter will eat every vegetable and fruit known to man, but my son won't touch them. And so I've had
yep.
to learn how to, you know, like he'll eat pizza. So we'll make a homemade pizza, and I'll take spinach and I'll crush it or I'll chop it up and put it on top of the sauce. So he thinks it's a spice, you know, like a rosemary or a thyme or something, but it's actually spinach. And doing little
yep.
tricks like
yep.
that gives him extra nutrients that he doesn't would normally not, because he won't eat it.
Yep. And it starts from the time that our children are born until they move out of our home and get out on their own. It starts from the time they were born. And many people don't understand that, but we need to coach them and to guide them and teach them the right values in their life from the very, very beginning of their life. And I think that's so very important.
And on my belief is a little different than most people's, because I believe that you should allow them to eat a little bit of junk food. Give him the option, you know, of a candy bar or a little bit of chips. Teach them how to eat, but
yeah.
give them both options. Because if you just give them only
right.
health food and only say this is, that's the only thing you can eat, then they're never going to learn how to eat on their own properly. They're just, you know, when they go to a friend's house later on in life when they get older, they're going to see all this junk food and they're going to want to eat it because they've never had it before.
Right, right, right.
I see, and I want to eat it, so I never learned that lesson, Mary. Thank you.
You know, the important value in the family is the leadership of the family. The leadership by the mother and the father, and the father, I believe, has responsibility to be the spiritual leader in the family, and that's a responsibility that I've taken very seriously. And so I know that that's a very important value and a very important responsibility that we have. And a lot of families today don't have a father, and it's like a single parent, either a mother or father, is running the family. And I know God wants us to be together as a husband and wife, and to take on the responsibility of parents and to lead them in the right direction. Of course, God is the real leader, and He's the one that's. So we have a responsibility to get our children to understand that as best they can. I have an old friend of mine that used to say all the time, he says, you know, we do our very best in to raise our children the right way, and then we commit the rest to the Lord. And so because they're not always, our children are not always going to be with us. They're going to be on their own in many cases. So that's it's important that we do the best we can to raise them properly and to teach them the right values.
You know, we were just talking about that yesterday, me and my husband, you know, about, you know, back in the 50s, you know, divorces were rare. You know, you went through tough times in a marriage. I've been through tough times in my marriage, and we don't give up. It seems like this day and age, it's so much easier to call the quits than it is to compromise with each other and work problems out. And we're not teaching our kids how to deal with situations, and we're teaching them just to quit and start over.
Yep. I agree with that. You know, we have another guest that joined us. I think that's Kurt. Kurt, is that you that just joined us?
That is Victoria.
Yeah. Oh, that's Victoria?
Yep.
716 number 256. Oh, yeah, that's Victoria. It came up now. The name came up.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How is everybody doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here in New Jersey today. It's a little cooler, and the sun is shining, and it's just a great day. We have sunshine in our hearts, too, you know, and... So welcome to the show, Victoria. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to thank you. It's wonderful to hear you too. I'm trying to turn my alarm off, so excuse me. I'm about to press the mute button, then adjust it. Thank you. I'll be back in.
Good. Mary and I were just talking about family values and the importance of teaching our children the spiritual values, with God's help, of course, and then teaching them about also what I call healthful living. And there's a lot of different aspects of healthful living. But keeping our body healthy is very important. God gives us this body, and He expects us to take care of it and to use it as a temple for his spirit that He gives us. So I think those are very important to have our children understand that also. And then, you know, Len Cain is promoting a program of kindness, and that is another value that I think is very important, being kind to other people and being kind to your family members. And being kind to your siblings and your parents, I think all of those are very important in the area of kindness.
Bob.
And I think
there's one aspect of kindness. There's one aspect of kindness that is often forgotten, and me and Kurt were talking about this yesterday. Being kind to yourself, making a mistake, and it's okay to forgive yourself for making a mistake.
Oh, amen to that.
What you like and what you want to do as a person, and not just following the group.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Chad Helmstetter. He wrote many books, but one of them he wrote was about self-talk and the importance of because he says it's a very high percentage of the talk that we have is with ourselves. And so we need to use the right words, and we need to use the right phrases and sentences when we talk to ourselves. And if we don't, a positive talk is so much more important than negative talk. But we will turn out to be the person that comes from many other outside influences, but also about the self-talk that we use telling ourselves. Like, I've always been an optimist. And a very optimistic person, I believe that that has helped to shape the things that I do to help other people, because I'm very positive about people, and I look at the positive aspects of people rather than any negative that might come, and I help them to reinforce those positive aspects also. I think that's very important. Not only my family members, but also friends and relatives. I'm always encouraging people to build on the things that they do well and to rather than dwelling on things that they don't do well, you know. So I think that's very important. That makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense, you know, and that's what we go through a lot in our household because, like, my daughter, she struggles with school. And so her brother, who's younger than her, doesn't. And so she's always down on herself because he can do his schoolwork in, you know, half an hour, where her, it takes her, you know, a couple hours. And so she's always trying to compare herself. And it was so cute because her little brother, when she's around and she's struggling, he will come and ask her questions and dumb himself down to help her feel better. And he came up with that one on his own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to
and
encourage
I think,
her on it, you know.
I think that's one of the areas that we can really help people is in their area of self-respect and self-confidence, especially people like inmates that come out of the prison. I've done a lot of work in prison ministry, helping people, and I think that one of the things I noticed is that they had a very low self-confidence in themselves, and that's one of the reasons why they did the things that they did, and they didn't have someone that was willing to help them to try to change that, and Joel, you know, Joel Griffing, Dr. Joel Griffing used to always say to us, you know, we're in the business of rehabbing habits, and he would say that, you know, you can change habits very quickly if you want to. Do the same thing for 7 to 30 days, and you can change a habit very quickly. And most people don't realize that they can change habits very quickly. I think that's very important that we understand that also in family values, to help our children and to help other family members and friends as well to change habits that they might have. There may be some resistance along the way to do that, but that's okay, you know, and it's human nature. But if we really try to show them a better way to do some things and a better way of treating people, it will help society as an overall gain in society. So I think that's very important. I want to mention we have another guest come on here. My good friend from Georgia, I think that's Mr. Country Boy. How you doing today?
Wonderful, sir. I'm going to mute and unmute every now and then. I'm actually at my son's view. We opened up a new fitness center, and the train runs right by here maybe every 30 minutes or so. Every now and then y'all might feel like Country Boy's breathing in the phone real hard, but that's just the train, not me. Man, I like what you were saying, but what most people – see, we've been – they said anytime – a human does something more than 7 times, it becomes habit. And there's a lot of things that I'll say we, inclusive, are doing that's habit formed, but it does not mean that what you've learned can't be unlearned. So they say once you know better, you can do better. So I'll just pick on us all on open airways and say that we all have bad eating habits. Now, what does that mean? That you shouldn't be eating things that you're not, you know, that you know are not good for you. I mean, I can eat pretty much anything. I have no allergies. I can eat peanuts. You can rub the peanuts on the soybean. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. We tend to forget, Oak Man, that we are uniquely designed and crafted, and what works for you may not work for me. My favorite snack might be jelly beans. You might like them and be a diabetic, and you can't do what I do. But that doesn't mean you can't have sweets. I love this thing when they used to say you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I told them, yes, you can. My grandmama says, baby, come in here since they're bullying you, and I'll show you my favorite recipe for pound cake. But when we baked the pound cake, we didn't bake one. There's 17 people in my immediate family. So when we bake pound cakes, we bake five. Guess what we did with the first one? We gave it to the Oakley right next door. Bob, they love pound cake. Bob loves pound cake, y'all. So what happened to the second cake? We ate it. We ate every crumb of it and licked the bowl. What we do with the third and the fourth cake? We froze them so we can have some cake later. So now what am I telling you? Doesn't matter if you've been stuck in your old past, your past. Oh, we serve a God that has the power to change your past. And the only thing that really, 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 getting y'all, really matters is right now. We serve a God that can change, your right now. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all the good part. Tomorrow, he's also in charge of our tomorrow. So if anybody, you know, in the country, I'm going to mess that one up, old man. They say, oh, you can lead a horse to water.
Hey, country boy.
No, we're not trying to make you drink nothing that you don't want to drink. We're trying to give you hope in the areas that you need hope in. Last man, old man, in our land. I'm going to just kind of break it down for you in elementary terms. It's a blessing to be a blessing.
A blessing.
If everybody could bless themselves, old man, I wouldn't need you. I wouldn't need Ron.
Yep.
I wouldn't need Rick. I wouldn't need my wife. Are you crazy? If we didn't need each other, then we could help ourselves. Hope is the missing link that if you don't have but a mustard seed faith, but I just got to give you the last one and then I'm going to stop. Just in case y'all didn't know today, I just want to drop this cliff note on for you that we've heard, you got to have at least a mustard seed of faith. Well, let me tell you that hope is the great, 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 great granddaddy / mother nature to that little mustard seed. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. So, old man, if you're not hoping nobody that got here can stay here, if you're not hoping some people in another country would like to be here in land of the free, home of the brave, if you're not hoping that they can make it across the water safely, if you're not hoping that Lynn Cain's in flight landed safely, if you're not hoping that your grandchild graduates from college, if you're not hoping, then you're part of the walking dead. That's what we do here. We're going to help you hope and give you that turbo booster that you need because we care enough to share enough information with you so that you know that you need to know in order to be able to grow. What's the motive? We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, even if it just means, old man, giving you a little encouragement, giving you a little hope, giving you a little extra love, and then introducing you to some of our super friends. Back over to you, Super Oak Man.
Yeah, that's so true. I know you're a man of only a few words, country boy, and I thank you.
Oh, wow. That's funny. That's funny.
We got to have fun, too, right?
Yes, sir. My friend Lewis Williams, he's an ordained elder in his church for 60 years or so. He said, country boy, anything less than that, old man, is absolutely unacceptable. We got to have fun in life because we only get one of them.
One of the oldest sayings
in the world is eat, drink, and be merry. Because tomorrow we all may die.
That's right. We don't know.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
We don't know when it's going to end. And we don't know when it's going to begin. And we don't know when it's going to end. So it's not our choice. It's God's choice. And
but Bob, yeah, make sure that they don't miss our point, because I read in the encyclopedia when you asked me a question. But the point is, you guys, change comes whether you want it to or not. And for some reason, the experts out there in the world say, when one, that means anyone, when one, that means anyone, that means you, when one attempts or tries to change their life in the positive, it always works out for the positive, even, watch this, even if it does not work out the way that you had originally planned. There's God's plan and there's your plan. If y'all have a head-on collision, y'all can get to your plan a lot faster. But if one refuses to change, don't want to change, change comes anyway. It's inevitable. It's going to come anyway. But then it shows up in a shape, form, or fashion that you don't want it to happen. So that's why I said, y'all might have missed my cliff notes when I said we have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We want to talk to you and find out where do you personally, you and inclusive, your family need help at. And we're the person that helps take away the resistance. But he just told you that there's going to be some resistance when you open up your mind and open up your heart and decide to change. Oh, that old evil one shows up and say, you can't do that. But you got to be like the little Oak Man train and says, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And then all of a sudden you run into Oak Man coming out of the grocery store, and he says to you what you've been thinking, because of his obedience, he's the answer to so many people's prayer. Back over you, Oak Man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Mary, how you doing? You're listening well, and I know you got a lot of things on your mind, so why don't you go carry on for a while? Hello, Mary.
Hey, Oak Man. She may not say nothing until I give her her introduction, Oak Man. Mary,
oh.
Mary, tell me something.
Oh, no, she just dropped off.
Alive?
I guess she had something she had to do.
Okay.
Oh, here she's back. Okay.
Mary.
Yeah,
hi,
on
Mary. We missed you, Mary.
Mary, I was just telling everybody, Bobcat says, Mary. I like it when he says it three times. Let me say it three times and show you how sweet that sounds. Mary. It's not even Christmas time. Mary. I hope you have a Mary. I told him you probably wouldn't talk until you do your until I do your introduction, because any time when you and I show up, I demand. No, I don't. I just kindly ask. I say, Mary, tell me something good.
Hi, country boy. How are you?
Hey, sweetie. Love you.
Oh, it's a fun day at my house, as always. You know.
Hey, tell us something good. Tell us something good, Mary.
Something good? Well, let's see here. We are getting a lot of some slow traction when it comes to the Kindness Club and the Kindness Challenge, which is good. We want to start out slow so that way people that it'll happen and grow naturally. So that way it doesn't fizz out.
Absolutely. And I see we still have Victoria on. How you doing, Victoria? You have any things you want to say to us today? Anything on your mind? She may have her phone on mute.
Oh man, just to remind everybody, we do this call Monday through Friday. that what we've kind of considered it to be more than unfair that if we just talk to you guys and give you tons of information and never allow you to say anything. Y'all hear my background noise. I'm right near the railroad tracks, and when I unmute, y'all might hear whoosh, 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 whoosh. But when we ask people to come on the call, we have people listening in 78 different countries most of the time, and this call is converted to 48 different languages. So a lot of times, if you don't speak our language, don't feel bad. We have an international interpreter that can translate what we say to where you can pick up what we're putting down. My friend has been on the call with me for 9 years, and she's never said one word. But she calls me after the call and tells me that I got 3 pages worth of notes today, country. I got about 6 pages the other day when I was talking to you and Lynn and Ron. Now I got more information to go in my book. I said, you're writing a book?
That's right.
She says, well, I didn't know I was writing a book until I started showing up to your radio show every day, and God started to speak to my heart. Let me, in case y'all missed that, this woman's greatest thing to say was absolutely saying nothing. Oh, I forgot to read y'all's rights. Your Fourth Amendment right, says Oatman, and I quote, you have a right to remain silent.
Yep.
But they told you, wait, like we serve an equal opportunity God. Country boy says, I know what my rights are, but I choose to give up my right to remain silent. Why? Because everything that I say and everything that I do can be and will be used to bless somebody. My granddaddy used to say, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all.
Yep.
But a lot of times, I guess, we're dealing hope over here. It's no hidden agenda. We deal in hope. You want me to spell it out for you? H-O-P-E. Help one person every day. Did y'all get that? H-O-P-E. Help one person every day. Did y'all not know that the hope collection's main objection, main goal, main mission is to help people? Yeah, help people so that they can help other people.
Amen.
Did y'all get that? Let me translate for them, Bob, real fast. It's a blessing to be.
To be a blessing.
We want to put people in the to-be position where it's exceedingly abundant. It's not just for you. It's not about you. It's about more than you. So we care enough to share enough information. We're in the information stage, and knowledge is power if you use it. We're in the information stage. Knowledge is power. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. That's why now people like Ron Clayton, Rick Reese, Bob Oakley, Mary, they're our super friends. Different parts of the world, we're super friendly, we're super kind, but we work together, y'all, to help bless humankind, and we're doing extraordinary things on ordinary days because it's no hidden agenda that it's a blessing that we want to pass your way. Back over you, Bob.
Yep, thank you. You know, we, you mentioned one of the things that brought a thought to my mind. When we work with people, and it goes to our family also, when we work with them and try to teach them ways to make life better for them. One of the things that comes to mind is that when we're teaching people, they may not acknowledge right away that what we've shown them and what we're teaching them that it's soaked into their mind. But it may, in the case of my children, I could cite many examples where I taught them things and my wife taught them things and other people taught them things that were important for their lives, values and so forth. But it didn't seem like it soaked in to them. But then a couple of years later, they actually performed in a way that showed me and showed others that they were listening. And it maybe just soaked into their subconscious, and they didn't acknowledge that it was there, but it does soak in, and it may take a while for them to act the way we think they should act, and so it's like being a servant leader when we're teaching people to serve other people, including our family, it doesn't always soak in right away. And Joel used to use that philosophy many times when he, Dr. Joel Griffin, when he talked to us.
Amen.
He would use a procedure called space repetition. And, you know, the people that show commercials all the time and speak on the radio with commercials, they're using that same procedure, space repetition. The more you repeat something to somebody, the better chance it is for them to remember it. And it may not soak in right away, but at some point in time, it will soak in. Go ahead, Country Boy. I'm sorry I continued with that.
No, that was real good, Oak Man, because we was reading each other's thoughts, because Mary and I work with kids, and if Mary showed up as the interpreter, she would tell little Oak Man, come on, Bob, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. If you're mind to it, you can do it. Now, here comes the learning. Here comes the lesson. There's a blessing in every lesson. There's a lesson in every blessing. If you first don't succeed, Mary, try again. Wait. This is what messes most people up. Y'all, we've been mistaught. Practice makes perfect. No, it doesn't. There's only one perfected one that walked the planet, and we know what his name. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Why? Because ain't down here in the South. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. We just want to assist you and coach you. I may not be able to fast like you. I used to coach sports. I may not be able to run fast like you, Oak Man. I may not be able to catch like you, Country Boy. I may not have the potential to be a quarterback, but I can coach you. Come over here, Oak Man. Get over here. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Don't you know you're better than that little country boy that's guarding you? You're faster than him, Oak Man. You can outrun him to his grandmother's house. This time I want you to fake that way and then go that way. I want to see you doing your little dance down there in the end zone. Get back in there, Oak Man, and do what you do. I can't run like Bob. I can't catch like Bob, but I can coach him. One of our super friends showed up last week, Oak Man. Kirk, the super life coach, the trainer, Mary's business partner. Kirk comes out of the starting gate. He says, Nike says, just do it. I say, been there, done that. They says, work. First you don't succeed, try again. Well, look, I may not be able to tell you everything that works, but I can tell you what not to do. I was talking right there, Oak Man. We just want people to know, just be you. Just do you. But if you can do you by yourself, then go ahead and wave a wand over yourself and bless yourself. And if you take your unselfish blood and all, bless your family while you at it. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We want to hook you up and bless you and your family. Back over you, Oak Man.
You know, I was when I was in high school. I don't know if it was my second year in high school or whatever, but we had a coach, and this coach was teaching field and track type competition, teaching it to us, and the things that we needed to do to be good runners and so forth. And I was running, and this one guy that was in my class, he was from Germany. His name was Horst Marshall. Anyway, Horst would always, just about all the time, he would beat me. Maybe 2 out of 10, I would beat him, but he would always beat me in the races that we ran. And so the coach told me one day, he says, you know, Bob, he says, something that I'm going to suggest to you that you need to do different. And when I was running, my feet, instead of being out straight forward ahead of me, I was turning them to the right and the left. And every step I took, I was losing a couple inches because my feet were landing, not straight forward, but they were landing to the side, right or left. So I changed it. I changed the way I was doing it. I changed it to keep my feet directly out in front of me when I was running. And guess what? I won a lot more races because of that. And so just little things like that that we can teach people to help them to improve their to improve their performance and improve their lifestyle, and help them to help other people. So I just came to mind when we were talking when you were talking.
I got another example too, Oak Man. Our brain's kind of like, it's like watching a tennis match when you and I come on the radio, because when you something comes out of your mouth, country boy says, "Oh, I get it, Oak Man. Whew, what do you think about this?" And Oak Man says, "Yeah, country boy, I think that'll work." He says, "Woo, I just met this lady the other day. We're helping her to do that." I said, "Woo, she sounds like my auntie." And I said, "Well, look, we got..." So what happens in this process on what y'all see going on, Joel Griffin calls it syntrogy. Whatever you put out there kind of goes around, comes around. My son's first company, he calls it inner circle. It looks like an ape, yep, turned up sideways. It goes this way and that way and crosses and nothing. But so my point being, y'all, even if you're an Olympic coach, even if you're the all-star coach, y'all heard me talk about our super friends, and I say we take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and they send them over here. Where? They send them over here. Where's here? It's almost like yonder. Where's yonder? To the Hope Collection. Where's the Hope Collection located? We could tell you, but it's on the internet. Where do we show up for at every day? We're going to reach out and touch somebody across the world without them having to put their mask on. See, what I'm telling you guys, we're doing what they say couldn't be done, and Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, started this like 14 years ago, serving hope for lunch. We have like a smorgasbord. We're just touching one day of information. We have a smorgasbord of information. We serve up for hope for lunch. Watch this, Bob. It tastes great, and it is very spiritually fulfilling. And it's like a buffet full of stuff that you can get in here. If I was to see you, Miss Victoria, would you say you want to know a little information? How much information would you like to know, sweetie? I would send you to www.rrcenter.resource.center. What's in there? Oh, it would take me at least 10 shows to tell you. It takes you one click to find out. So when I said we serve up hope for lunch, when we go into the smorgasbord, you can't eat up everything that we have over here. If everybody leaves, we still got plenty. Our cup and our buffet table runneth over. What do you want? We can feed you in the areas of the life that you need to be fed in. Mama need a new pair of shoes? I guarantee if I look through my directory, I got a friend of mine that owns a shoe store. If I look through my directory, I got a friend of mine that fixes and repairs your shoes. So be careful. be careful. This is just a warning. My red light just came on. I usually run on green. Caution, caution, warning. Be careful what you ask for, because God is getting ready to give it to you. Yeah, I just want to let y'all know he's got to hook up. Why? Because my grandmama says in order for you, I'm talking to you now, in order for you to be blessed, you must, not maybe, be at the right place at the right time, Oak Man, with
Amen.
The right people. Back
Amen.
Over you, Oak Man.
Let me please pass that mic to me. You got me shouting over here, so I just want to jump
hey,
in
queen,
right quick. I love
my
you.
Queen.
This is the queen. I love everybody. Shalom, Mary. Kisses to everybody. Country boy, let me tell you something. You blessed piece of vessel, you. Let me say something to you. You called me the other day, and you said, let me tell you something. This is for Victoria, but I want you to hear it, too. We're going to, the long story short, you know what you called me about, not to just put that on the air, but what I do want to testify to gladly is that Country Boy said, we're going to pray on in the area that we have seen that's parting this baby, and we're going to bless her in this prayer. And when you got off that phone, blessings came around her. I mean, we're all blessed, but there was a particular prayer that went up by you and whoever else you included in that conversation to us. She walked away and missed that part. I said, Victoria, Country Boy said, they're praying for you today. Well, long story short, she has a house, it's beautiful, 3 bedrooms. Her job opened up. She's on the phone right now, closing it down. Her children and them entered into a daycare right around the corner. She say, right down the street from her. We get to keep up with each other. I am here to testify, not religiously, but openly, honestly, on fact, that when somebody believes and prays for strength, not only is we a part of a hope foundation, but we also found prayer warriors where the hope works. I love you all. I'm going to give you the mic because I got to continue testifying through his glory. I love you all.
Oh, I love you too. God bless you.
Thank you, Queen. But now let me say one more. Let me say one more thing, y'all. What happens on the show every now and then, more often than then, we edify each other. Y'all hear me talk about Mary? I said, Mary, do me a favor. She said, what's that, Country Boy? I said, go get your husband. She said, what? I said, go get your husband, because I'm getting ready to say some stuff on the international radio about you. I want your husband to hear it first. I don't want it to bounce back and come back over here and say, Country Boy, did you say? Yeah, I said it. But listen, you guys, I was just reading and something in my spirit jumped up, and it said to me, I just want y'all to know right up front, I am a jealous God. I will have no other God before me. Matter of fact, I don't want y'all to get it mistwisted, because I've given you all this information and give you all these resources because my children, and I just love you like that. But I just want you to know, Ron Clayton, Country Boy, Oak Man, Rick Reese, Mary, I'm not going to let nobody steal none of my glory, because I am a jealous God. So we don't mind edifying each other. When my nickname before I was Country Boy, they called me the Spiritual Ninja. I bless people all the time, but I don't tell nobody. I don't have to go tell nobody that I met the man in Waffle House, and he was in a wheelchair, and Oak Man and I sat there and talked and had a cup of coffee, and I prayed and touched him on his knee, and he believes in what I told him. I gave him his hope back, and he got up out of the wheelchair and folded it up and walked out of the Waffle House. It'd be great for me to tell somebody, but now the light is shining on me, not the divine creator who gave me the healing power. So I'm done, man. Oak Man, when I get off the air, I'm going to send you a video.
Country.
If I'm going to send you a video, if I told you right now that I have the power to build a house in less than 3 hours, but it only takes me 12 to 15 minutes, would you believe me? Either you believe. Here's why I close that. Here's why I close that. It's elementary, dear Watkins. No, it's not. You cannot do what you have not been taught. Here's your lesson for today. Regardless of whether you go to the Presbyterian church, the Methodist church, the Catholic church, or you don't go to church at all. We don't welcome a lot of non-believers here because rule number one, regardless on what part of the country is, it says in the book I read, one must, not maybe, one must believe. It's optional whether you get a shot or not, but it says in faith, one must believe that I am, that I am, that I am. He didn't put a name in it. He just said, I am, that I am, that I am. I need no title. Number two, when you get to middle school and you're growing your faith because it can't stay the same way it was Oakman, when you was a child, you thought as a child, but you had to grow up and go work for that little company. They didn't even have a whole name, Bob. They call them AT&T. Yeah, you had to grow up, son, and put away your childish ways, and you had to grow from believing to knowing. Yeah, you had to grow to know that you the man for the job, and you was employed by the man before the man hires you. You must know that you know that you know that I didn't make it this far in life without, without him. Well, you can call him what you want to call him, just call him. You believe, now you're in middle school, now you know in your knower that you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Oh, that's one of them infinity words, that you know that you know. How do you know? I just know. Jesus loves me, this
country,
I know. Not just because I read the Bible. I didn't read the Bible when I was in the sixth grade, but I was singing the song, and I believed it in my heart. One must believe, and then they graduate their spirit into knowing. By Oakman, if you made it through these years, I'm closing right now like a Southern Baptist preacher. You graduating into trusting, believing, knowing, trusting. That's nothing that no one else can do for you but you. That's where everybody is now. You have to trust, believe, and know. Back over you, Oakman. I'm not preaching. I'm just educating.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's something I want to do right now as we close out. I think our mindset when we're talking to people and trying to teach people and trying to coach people, our mindset is very important. The mindset of that we're sincerely interested in helping them, that's one thing, and then another is that. We have empathy for them and what their issues are in their life, and we sincerely want to help them with to solve those, to be a solution finder for them. And then the last, and I think the most important thing, is that we want to show them that we have love for them, and it's unconditional love, like Jesus gives to us, unconditional love. It doesn't matter what we do wrong. Jesus still loves us. And he wants us to help other people and to move forward, help them to move forward in their lives. So I just wanted to emphasize that the mindset that we have when we're talking to people is very important. Showing them empathy and showing them that you're truly, sincerely concerned about them and that you have love in your heart for them to help them to change and improve their lifestyle and to help them to solve any issues that they're dealing with in their life. So with that,
we need to show them where the fish are, and some we can take time to show them how to fish. Sometimes people just need for dude like Country Boy, dude like I do, to receive that. What I do and receive it back is power within itself. Because Country Boy, not just him, but the organization, us, those of us, the Hope Dealers, Country Boy is doing what I, and like I said, not just him, I have to testify to this because when he said, we love you, we're going to pray for the Fox to change whatever may be blocking this touch, and it happened because we believe. We said,
thank you.
Thank you, and we all went in prayer. I thank
thank you so much. I am a testimony to this show, to listeners. It's not a religious thing. It's like you said, you must believe in order to believe what it is to believe. Thank you. I love you guys, and I'll be tuning in.
Amen.
Time.
To that,
Victoria. Love that. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Victoria. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. And thank you, Country Boy, and thank you, Mary, and thank you, Ron Clayton, for coming on, and my friend Derek for coming on. I just appreciate you all so much. And I want to mention one other thing, that I'm going to be hosting the show tomorrow also. Ron Clayton and Linda are going to be traveling, and so they're not available tomorrow. So I told him I'd host the show for him. So you're going to have to put up with me for another day.
What will be the topic tomorrow? What's the topic tomorrow?
We always have Lynn Chang.
Yeah, Lynn Chang is on tomorrow. Yeah. So it's a very important show. Yeah, Lynn Kane, who's a partner with us from the Golden Rule Society, is certainly a very important show. So if y'all can make it, we'd appreciate it. We love you guys, and we appreciate all the things that you do. God bless you all. God bless America. I'm signing off now. Bye.
Appreciate you, man.
Okie doke. Love you. Bye-bye.